more time for Decoded Praise. And our band, I'm not going back to the way it was, because God has more blessings in store for us as his people. We thank God for our band, for our youth ministry, for all that God is doing in this place. We want you to know, Dr. Darrell, that we've learned during the service that we've got two young people that have been accepted into your institution, Naya Moore from the Moore family, Jonathan Marder, and I've heard another one. Oh, my goodness, we've got, and now I'm having a brain freeze. Audrey Mullins, she also has been accepted. And so we thank God for the three young people that have been accepted to your institution. And maybe as a result of your gift, they will move from acceptance to decision. Amen. 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 If you have your Bibles, we invite you to turn with us to the New Testament book of Matthew, Matthew 22, and we'll be reading verses 37 through 40. Matthew, the 22nd chapter, verses 37 through 40. Hear these words from the Word of God. Jesus replied, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment, and the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments." May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the applying of this his holy and most righteous word. Let us look to the Lord in prayer. Our Father and our God, if you will, we ask that you might let the very words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts to be acceptable in thy sight, for you are our strength, and you are our Redeemer. Let all the people of the Lord say amen. You may be seated in the presence of our God. Verse 39 says, "And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself." For a few moments today, we just want to hang these words on the hinges of your mind, a delivering word to help you love you, a delivering word to help you love you. While we have just celebrated the most romantic day of the year, depending on what's going on in your life, some folk are bound to express to themselves that I hate myself. Now, some folk don't say it. Some folk don't say it, but they think it. And for those that don't think it, they mumble it. And for those that don't mumble it, they just act like it. Because there are people in this world who say it or act like they hate themselves. For example, every time you fail to buckle your seatbelt when you put your car in drive, you are acting like you hate yourself. Every time you pour a bottle of salt on your food before you even tasted it, you're acting like you hate yourself. Every time you pour a pound of sugar into a cup of coffee, you're acting like you hate yourself. Every time you light up a cigarette and take a puff of smoke into your lungs, you are acting like you hate yourself. Every time you drink and get behind the steering wheel of a car, you're acting like you hate yourself. Every time you get into and maintain toxic relationships, you're acting like you hate yourself. Now, when some people say or think or act like they hate themselves, here's what some folk mean. Here's what some folk are trying to express, because some folk mean that they hate their background. And when I say background, I mean their genealogy. Because when our young people, it really tickles me, when our young people get mad at their parents, or when our young people get mad at their siblings, sometimes they say to themselves, why couldn't I have been a Jones instead of a Johnson? Why couldn't I have been a Williams instead of a Wilson? I mean, young folk get so upset sometimes that they say to themselves, well, if I had my druthers, why couldn't I be in another family? Because sometimes when we say or think or act like we hate ourselves, we really mean that we hate our background. But then there's some people who mean, when they say that they hate their background, they're really saying that they hate their body, because they don't like the way it looks. They don't like the way they feel in their body. They don't like the way people judge them when they look at their body. And so there are some people in this world who hate their body. But then, if you don't hate your background, if you don't hate your body, there are some folk that hate their behavior. That's why Paul said a long time ago, Paul said that when I plan to do good, I say that I'm going to do this, but the very thing I say I'm going to do, I end up not doing. And then when I don't want to do something, that's the very thing I end up doing. And so there are some people like Paul who said, I got a problem because I hate my behavior, because I hate what I do. I hate what I can't stop doing, and I hate the effect of what I'm doing and what it has on me and what the effect that it has on other people. And so there are some people who say I hate myself, but what they mean is that I hate my behavior. But then, church, other folk, when they say, or when they express that they hate themselves, what they're really meaning is that they hate their box. Not their behavior, not their body, not their genealogy, but they're really saying, I hate my box. In other words, they hate the situation they're in. They hate the predicament they're in. They hate the restrictions they're in. They hate the shape that they're in. Now, even though they're the ones that stepped in the box, and even though they're the ones who created the box, they hate the fact that they're restricted and limited by their box. But church, whatever folk mean when they say that I hate myself, if you ever say or think or express that you hate yourself, God sent me here on this Valentine's Day weekend to tell somebody that you are out of line with the Word of God. Because Jesus said to love yourself. And I'm not just making this up, because it's right here in our text. Jesus said, you want to love your neighbor as you love yourself. And what he was saying, just notice the priority in which Jesus expressed it. Jesus, first of all, says, you ought to love God. And then after you love God, he says, you ought to love your neighbor. And then he says, you ought to love your neighbor, not just any old kind of way, but you ought to love your neighbor as you love yourself. And when you love yourself, here's what he's saying. He's saying you ought to treat your neighbor like you want to be treated. When you love your neighbor as you love yourself, you want to treat your neighbor like you want to be treated. Not the way you have been treated, but the way you want to be treated. Because the old folks were right when they said, what goes around comes around.
The Bible puts it this way. The Bible says you're going to reap what you sow in this world. So you got to be careful how you treat your neighbor, because the way you treat them, it's going to come back to you. And so he says you ought to love your neighbor, because God wants us to know that you ought to treat your neighbor the way you want to be treated. And so Jesus says, love your neighbor as you love yourself. And church, I think the most significant thing about this phrase, as yourself, is that Jesus is giving everybody permission to love yourself. Jesus is giving us all permission to love yourself. And so let me just take a few minutes of your time to tell you a few things about what it means to love yourself, and then I'm going to leave you alone. Here's the first thing that God wants to make sure we don't miss, church. If you love yourself, you provide your own affirmations. When you love yourself, you provide your own affirmations. Now, the reason I'm bringing this up is because some of us have low self-esteem because we're waiting on the world to affirm us. We have a low self-image of ourselves because we're waiting on somebody else to tell us that we're worthy. But church, we live in a day and time where you got to learn how to provide your own affirmation. In other words, you got to learn how to look yourself in the mirror and say, I am somebody. You got to look yourself in the mirror and say, I am somebody. My lips may be thick, but I thank God for my thick lips. Because do you know how many folk are trying to get thick lips today? Your skin may be dark, but there's nothing wrong with your dark skin. Do you know how many folk are going down to Florida, sitting on the beach, sitting out in the hot sun? Folk going to these tanning salons, sitting under some lamp, trying to get as dark as the way God made you. You are somebody. Your hips may be big, but there are people who pay thousands of dollars to get the kind of hips you have. You better be proud of your hips and walk on just a little while longer. And so every now and then, you ought to look yourself in the mirror and you ought to affirm yourself and you ought to say to yourself, I am somebody and I am beautiful to me. Now, other folk may look at you and they may look at you funny, but they can look at you just as funny as you want. But you want to look at yourself and say, I am beautiful to me. And the reason I'm beautiful to me is because that's the way God made you. And if God made you the way you are, that means God didn't make a mistake. And because God didn't make a mistake, you don't have to try to change it up. You don't try to fix it up, because you are beautiful just the way you are. And the way that you are so beautiful, let me try to affirm somebody today. Let me try to affirm somebody just in case you need it. Would you turn to your neighbor real quick and tell your neighbor, I don't know what you think about yourself, but you are a fine somebody. Because God made you in his own image, and God didn't make a mistake. Somebody ought to give God some praise today, because you are beautiful just the way you are. And so when you love yourself, you provide your own affirmation. And then when you love yourself, you become selfish about your own salvation. When you love yourself, you become selfish about your own salvation. Now sometimes it's bad to be selfish. But when it comes to your salvation, When it comes to your relationship with God, you've got to learn how to be selfish about your own salvation. In other words, don't let anybody mess with your relationship with God. Don't let anybody keep you from coming to church. Don't let anybody keep you from studying God's word. Don't let anybody keep you from praising the Lord. Don't let anybody keep you from praying to our God. Don't let anybody keep you from serving our God. Don't let anybody keep you from praising our God. Because when it comes to your relationship with Jesus, you've got to be selfish enough to say that you can't have my worship time. You can't have my study time. You can't have my devotional time. And you can't have my joy. Because the old folks used to say that this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. This joy that I have, the world didn't give it. And because the world didn't give it, the world can't take it away. Is there anybody here who wants to be selfish with your salvation and praise the Lord like you don't care who's watching? Praise the Lord like he's done something for you. Praise the Lord like he's been a mighty good. Praise the Lord because he brought you from a mighty long way. Is there anybody here who came to give God some praise? Because it was the Lord that brought you. It was the Lord that kept you. It was the Lord that healed you. It was the Lord that delivered you. It was the Lord that changed you. It was the Lord that made a way out of no way for you. Is there anybody here who came to give God some praise? Because it was the Lord who was on your side, who brought you to where you are today. So every now and then, when you come into the house of God, you ought to say, God, this is just between you and me. And you ought to praise him like you just don't care. Praise him for who he is. Praise him because he's been mighty good. Somebody ought to praise him, ought to bless him, ought to magnify him, ought to give God the glory, because he can do exceedingly abundantly above all you could ask or think. Won't he do it? Won't he do it? If you believe it, say yeah. If you know it, say yeah. If you're glad about it, then let's give God the glory. And let's give God the honor. And let's give God the praise. And say hallelujah. Hallelujah.